Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Kick the Devil Out, Already in Progress.
The more you read the Word and the more you understand the Word of God, the better it becomes. So anyway, when I got that little guy set free, I guess it must have been several months later, I was asked to speak at the Baptist church over there in Ponder where they went to church. I told the story about Cody. His daddy was there. I didn't know his daddy at the time, but he came up after everything was over and he came up and said, "I wondered what you did to my son." Now I know he had a demon. He said, "Pat Thurman, I want to tell you that whatever you did, it totally, totally changed Cody's life." And he said it changed mine and my wife's life too. Said that we've never heard these kind of things in our Baptist church. Never. People just don't believe that you can have a demon. But demons are running around all over the place. Why do we think, in fact, I believe it's in Matthew 10:1, I think. Let's go to Matthew 10:1 and let's look at this right quick. Matthew 10:1. Okay, honey, you ready? You got a mic? And when they had called unto him his 12 disciples.
He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Okay, now let's stop and think about this a minute. Did Jesus give you and me power according to that scripture? He called unto him his 12. And I've had people say, "But he's talking to his 12. And I have to say, yes, I will have to agree. When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. But, you know, let's read on down a little further here. Let's don't stop right there against unclean spirits. Now let's go on. Now let's just go ahead and read a little bit there.
Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother.
Okay, read.
Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give."
Okay, before we read on any further, I want you to think about if you want to see somebody get healed, why in the world do we as the church take people to doctors instead of going to the Lord? I mean, here we have this power. You know, the thing about it is, he told us clearly to pray for the sick. And we look at our circumstances, and when we look at a young lady like this young lady right here, we're afraid to pray for her because we're afraid it won't work. But it doesn't make any difference what happens. As I touch her in the name of Jesus and say, "I command this spirit that's causing your bondage to leave you and to never come back," that spirit has got to obey me.
Yes. Yes.
Now then, the secret there is sometimes it happens instantly and sometimes it happens the next night or the next morning. You know, that. I mean, I think about how many times I've prayed for people and saw absolutely no results whatsoever right then. But a little later, their total lives were changed. Have we seen that before?
Yes.
I mean, let's go down to something simple. Let's go to Tony over here. And Tony, when he hurt his shoulder here a while back, didn't you, Tony? You broke it. Wow. And you prayed for it. Did you and your wife both pray over it? Okay. Did you immediately see a renewed broken shoulder healed?
It healed. It took about a few months.
Okay. But you let Jesus heal it totally, completely?
I did.
So now, a few years ago, you would never have done that. A few years ago, if you'd broke your shoulder, you're going to the doctor, right? But he's learned that he can heal the sick. So whenever Mary lays hands on her husband and they pray the prayer of faith, just like when Cheryl and I do the same thing for me, sometimes I receive results right then, don't we, Mike? I mean, when Mike got healed of his back injury, when his wife laid hands on him and touched him, I mean, that's one of those kind we all like to see. When she prayed, he got healed. Now then, Tony didn't get healed that quick. When Cheryl has prayed for me, sometimes when she prays for me, I do get my answer right then, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes it takes time. But we have got to realize must not give up. You know, we must not give up. We must stand on these words and these promises and realize now, and of course the thing about it is, this young lady, she may, this afternoon on the way home, she may kiss her, say, "Mom, I feel like I can walk." We're going to stop and pull over and we're going to walk. Or she may get home and get in the, as she gets out of the van or the car or whatever, at home, she may say, "I just feel like I can walk to the house." And she may just spring out of that. And once she does that, goodness gracious, don't say, "I can't believe you're doing that."
Right.
We've learned that, haven't we?
Right.
You know, so we believe that she's healed. We have prayed and laid hands on this young lady several times, and every time we believe.
Yes.
But we laid hands on you and prayed for you several times too, didn't we?
Yes.
And you didn't get healed the first time either, did you?
No.
But you did get healed.
Yes.
And you've been completely healed ever since. Now then, this young lady, I believe with all my heart, since I laid hands on her and prayed for her, she's healed, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, I believe that with no doubt in my heart. I believe this girl is healed and set free. And that she's going to walk and run and play, and everything's going to be great. Now then, let's go back here and look at this. What was the first statement he said there in verse 8?
Heal
the sick. How do you heal the sick? Somebody says, "Well, hey, I'm not a doctor. It says for me to heal the sick." Who is the only healer in the whole world?
Jesus.
So he lives inside of you and me, right? So if we want to see somebody get healed, we can do it by speaking it, can't we, Franz?
Sure can.
We don't have to touch somebody. We can do it by speaking.
Telephone works
good. How do you know the telephone works, Franz?
I don't even know when I was healed, but it was instantly.
Wow. We just prayed a prayer over him, and he had a big old tumor under his tongue. Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
He called me. He was getting ready to go to the doctor. In fact, he was at this point when he looked at himself, he thought, "It's over. I better get everything in order. I'm fixing to go home, Lord." And then he said, "How many times have I sat there in Thurman's class and heard him say, if something happens, at least give Jesus first shot?" Is that what you said, Franz? So he said, "I want you to pray for me." So Cheryl and I was at dinner with another couple. And this time we did know the deal about remitting sin. And so we remitted my sin. We remitted Cheryl's sin. We remitted the couple's sin that we went to dinner with, both of them, the man and the woman. And then I remitted Franz's sins. And then I asked the Lord to wash all of us in the blood. I don't know if you remember all that or not. Yeah, but I asked the Lord to do that, and then I prayed, and after we remitted his sins and my sins and Cheryl's sins and everybody's sins and broke every curse, we commanded those spirits to come out of him, to leave him, and to go away and to never come back in the name of Jesus. And then we said, "Now then, Franz, you are healed. I'll see you at church tomorrow afternoon." This was Saturday afternoon. And Sunday afternoon, rather, when he walked in the church back there, he was really a happy camper, wasn't you, Franz?
Yes,
that thing was completely gone. Now, it didn't take long either. It left real quick. But we like for him to go away quick, Mary? We do, don't we? Yes, I love them to go away quickly. I love to see God do that. But he said, heal the sick. So there's so many ways to heal the sick. How's the best way you know to heal the sick?
Pray for them.
Okay, pray for them. Or just, how about just lay hands on them?
Just lay hands on the sick and they shall.
Just go by and... Okay, I got to tell you something. We got an email from a lady, and she says somebody, maybe it's her mother, whoever it was, wanted to contact us because this girl, she does not believe that there's a God. She don't believe there's no God. She don't believe God can save her. She don't believe he can heal her. She don't believe nothing. She said, you know, I don't understand how you can do all, say you can do all these things. And I don't understand where you get this. And I wrote her back and told her, I get it from God's word. I learned all this stuff reading God's word. She said, well, but I don't believe, so it won't work for me. I said, oh, yes, it will. I said, you know, I have authority over the devil. I said, there is a devil in you that's blinding your mind to the truth. I don't have no devil in me. I said, oh, yes, you do. He just reared up his ugly head right there. So anyway, we talked a little while. She said, but I don't believe. I said, honey, it don't make no difference whether you believe or not. I said, why you don't believe and why you don't believe there's a God. I said, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. In fact, let's turn over there to 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. And I want you to see what this says. We'll come back to heal the sick in a minute. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, let you read it if you will.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them.
Now just think about this scripture. Just look at this scripture. But if our gospel be hid. Now this is talking about this gospel that you and me have, the one that Dave just talked about, the good news of Jesus Christ. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, is she lost? Yes, she's lost. Were you lost at one time? Yes, every one of us were lost at one time.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Kick the Devil Out, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.